This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Trump administration is asking visitors to national parks to report so-called negative representations of American history. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, records obtained by the advocacy group reveal a wide range of responses.
The federal government printed QR codes this summer asking the public to report signage negative about Americans past or living. The Sierra Club got a hold of 68 comments submitted at Bureau of Land Management sites through a public records request. A visitor to the Goose Island Campground in Utah wrote, "Keep American history honest." Someone at Canyons of the Ancients National Monument in Colorado said the exhibits were informative and abundant with artifacts.
There was not one response that we saw that asked for a revision of negative history or a removal of signage.
Nihal Srinath is an attorney for the Sierra Club. He believes this shows the Trump administration's effort, quote, backfired. The BLM did not respond to a request for comment. Feedback about national park sites has not been released. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A national nonprofit working to map the Cherokee Trail is meeting in Pueblo this week. The 1,300-mile route between Oklahoma and Wyoming was used by wagon trains and others in the mid-1800s. It followed a portion of the Santa Fe Trail in southern Colorado before running north. Conference events will cover a range of topics relevant to the history of the region. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.